Wasted so much time on people who should've just been ignored. If I slow down now, I'll pump the brakes. What was it all for?
What was it all for?
What was it all for? I'ma make this shit count, though.
Not everyone can get, you know, a warning like that from, you know, the Most High when it comes to who you are. Like, I'm trying to teach you something.
Yeah.
You know, some of us don't listen, you know.
That's the key, sis. It's recognizing the Most High is forever giving up signs and symbols. For those who have an ear or can have eyes to see, you're going to see the thing. You know, it's up to us. Like, people say, did you hear? Of course people hear, but they're not listening.
Yeah, I know. You know, when I, because you know, I have a huge family, okay? My dad, rest in peace, I love him so much. He's the major part of my life. Even, you know, now, even though he's gone in spirit, he's still a major part of my life,
of
you know?
Course.
Now, I grew up, you know, all kind of different ways, you know. I grew up on a farm. Then my mom moved from my grandparents' house when we were 9 years old. So now we're next door to my cousins and a whole bunch of boys. And I grew up by, I was raised by a lot of men. Mm-hmm. And now we're next door to the Crips. And then my uncles is, you know, so I've been around, you know.
You've
and
had
it was
a varied life experience.
Oh yeah, I've seen some things, and you know, some good days, some sad days, some days to be grateful. Like, Lord, you protected me through this all. You know, my dad, you know, he was in and out of prison my life, but when my mom never had another man, to replace him. My mom never. If my daddy went to jail for 5 years, she waited on him. If he went back to jail for a year, she waited on him. Mm-hmm. If he went back to jail for 3 years, she waited on him.
Good woman.
Never did I see any man in my life running in and out of my mama's house. I have to give that to her. She worked for us. She knew that my dad had a problem, you know, especially down there in Kansas. If you are a Black man, do not move to Kansas, because Kansas, they do not, no matter what, want you to succeed. So he had a lot of issues with, a week before my daddy died, he's what? This March 2nd be his first year dead. A week before my daddy died. My dad is 64 years old. He went to jail. So you see, I'm telling you, once you're in that system down there, it's no way.
They want to keep you. They want to keep you systemized, because it's all about ultimately bringing us down and then making that coin, sis.
Exactly. So he you know, my dad was a king all the time to me. He taught me the way that I am. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't know. I have one sister, and believe it or not, I am the one that is the softest. I am so soft. Like, my sister, like, I joke about it all the time. I said, if we were in another world, she will be the woman of war. She can lead a army to victory. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm the soft one out of all of them. And you would think that I'm so hard, but no, I am soft. I am like, and so my daddy, he, how can you say, even my mom, they treat me kind of differently than my sister, but they love us the same. Mm-hmm. So for me, they're a little bit more softer, but for my sister, they're hard.
Yes.
Like, so say for instance, my dad told me he was dying, but he didn't tell my sister.
Okay.
You see, and he didn't tell my mother. So
that's a big burden, you know, for you to hold, sis.
Yeah. And see, he told me be so that I can give him scriptures, so I can give him strength through the Most High. Mm-hmm. So I can be there for him, you know. So He just dealt with us differently, but he still loved us the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's
you know,
why
he go, yeah.
We're all individuals and different people, so we can't use the same approach on everyone, can we? We've got to, you know, we've got to be,
yeah.
What's the phrase?
I don't know. Don't
Why is
me.
A serpents? Why is a serpents but harmless
oh,
as
no.
doves?
Yep. Why the serpents and gentle? Gentle as doves. Or
Gentle.
harmless, yeah.
Yes. That's
gentle
it.
Doves,
That's
yeah.
it. That's the
Yeah.
and that highlights the balance. That's what life is,
Yes.
shalom and balance, as I did with the intro. That's what life
Yes.
is all about. We do have to
Yes.
go. Unfortunately, sometimes the most high, listen, as I say to people, especially, it's tumultuous times we're living in, sis. You know, these space
Yes.
monkeys, these demons are doing all kind of crazy stuff, man, to oppress us. So I always say to people, the most high is only going to give you as much as you can bear.
Yes.
You've
I
just
gotta
got to
say
be.
something
Continue,
to
sis.
you. Before I get off here, I gotta tell you this. Only people know about this is my husband and my niece that's here. Do you know this morning I woke up crying? Crying like a baby, shook like Enoch. Literally shook like Enoch. Me and my husband, you know, we've been together for 15 years, going on 16 years, okay? Our oldest child is 20, and our youngest is 1 year old, okay? We got
Yes,
five
yes.
children. So, you know, sometimes as husband and wife, we get used to each other. We don't care about each other's feelings. We could just blurt stuff out and say, you know, or we could turn around, excuse my language. I have to say this, okay? Because I am who I am. You know, I have to say this because I have to tell you the reason behind I was crying, okay? Some days, you know, we don't even consider each other's feelings. The anger level can go high and don't care about if the children's around or, you know, it's both my ego, I need to, you know, calm it down and submit, and his ego, he need to also think about the scriptures, as you know, Christ is the head of the man and the man is the head of the woman.
Woman,
And if the man
yes.
loves, you know those scriptures, right?
Yes.
So,
The
but
order.
Yeah. So I am a dreamer like Daniel, right? And I'm serious. And so if you could hear my niece today, she said, I woke up before she said, and I said, oh, Shalia, I had a terrible dream. She said, no, Amy, who is it going to be? Every time you have one of them type of dreams, somebody end up dying, right? So listen to this dream, okay?
Man.
You got to listen to this, okay? So me and my husband been going back and forth with each other lately. You know, no patience with each other. Some days we have patience, some days we don't. Well, this dream has got me back together. I could tell you that. And got him right, too. So in the dream, you won't believe it. You want to know Tyler Perry was in the dream. I don't know why, but he was in a dream because this lady needed to speak. And the lady said she didn't care. Everybody else was talking about other stuff, but she came in, grabbed the microphone and said, do y'all know what real love is? This is what she's saying on the microphone. She said, real love is gentle. Real love has soft words. She said, real love doesn't boast, doesn't brag. She said, and real love will listen and think before speaking. And last but not least, real love is God. And I screamed in the dream, hallelujah, hallelujah, you know, because everybody else is doing some other things, right?
Yes.
Now, so everybody goes outside, and even though she just said that in the dream, me and my husband is arguing back and forth with each other. arguing back and forth with each other. I can't even stand looking at them in the dream. You get what I'm
Yes,
saying?
yes.
But all of a sudden, it wasn't really a bird. I've seen this before, and but I'm not going to even go there. But it was white. It looked like an owl mixed with a bird, mixed with something. And it just flew in so gracefully and it landed on a tree, right? And everybody's in the middle of the street. And then everybody's looking, and you will not believe what it transformed into. It transformed into not a it transformed into an angel, but not the angels that you think that is an
Yes.
angel. It had it was feminine. It was all white. You know that death thing. It had. It looks like a pole. A pole in. It has a.
Oh, I know, like the Grim Reaper's scythe.
Yes, but it was
Yes.
white. But it was white.
Okay.
Okay, it was white. Now listen to this. And I wanted her to pick me. I wanted to go with her. I don't know. I just wanted her to pick me. And guess what happened? She looked through the crowd and she said, Latasha pointed at me and said, come here. And my husband's right behind me. And guess what she said to me? She said, it's time to go. And it shook me. And right then and there, I could see everything. Listen to me. I could see. She even, even though she didn't speak, I could see how I died.
Wow.
Yeah. And it said, well, your body was failing. You know, just hold on, listen to this dream now. I'm telling you, it's listen. And I had no choice. I said, okay, I'm ready. But then it showed me everything. It was like the flashes of all my life,
Okay.
everything that I did. And it was focused on the arguing with my husband. And I said, wait, before I leave. And I see my baby and everything. I said, before I leave, please, please let me say goodbye to my husband. Well, guess what? You won't believe it. So I, and it was too late. All the bickering, all the arguing, all the this, that, and the third, it was too late for me to change. And so I ran to him and I hugged him. And then all of a sudden, I seen blackness, nothing but blackness. And then I woke up in my bed, but I didn't know where I was at. Then all of a sudden, I was back in my body. Oh, I cried. And you won't believe it, my husband slept on the couch too last night. You know, I cried. I went in there to him. I said, Regis, we're in trouble. I said, listen. I said, Regis. He sat there and listened to the dream, and he said, "You show is right." I said, it's gonna go two ways now." I said, "We got to stop arguing with each other. If we don't stop arguing with each other, the Most High is gonna take my life, or my time is short." And that was my dream.
Sometimes it takes
Yes.
those
Yes.
moments, those times. I mean,
Yes.
yeah, that's real, man.
Yeah, to make us realize, you know, we are God's children. And even though, you know, that scripture where it says, love thy neighbor, it's
Yes.
not just talking about your neighbor next door. It's talking about the person that you're with all the time.
Exactly. And we get caught up into, oh, well, they're here, they're always here. Don't worry, I can do this, I can do that. But we
Yes.
never know when the Most High is going to call us back into the bosom of his arms, man, and our book of life is finished.
So that got us together today. Today we had a better day. I bet you that. You know, with the kids, we just went to you know, grab something to eat, you know, and there was a small mistake and we dropped it, you know, it just shook it off. It, listen, life
Yes.
is short. Let's not shake this mess off and let's learn
Indeed.
how to speak with each other, love each other, no matter what, you know.
This is what it's about. And let me give you one jewel, sis. Let me give you one
Okay.
jewel. And I know for the Americans, and it's obviously over here as well. you said a few times, my kids.
Oh yeah, it's like a what is kids, a cow?
Baby goats.
A baby goat. Oh, my children. Yes, my
That's it, my.
children.
It's tricky. It's hella tricky, but we speak words
Okay.
into existence, right?
Yes, my children.
That in itself, you're obviously on a good road path and a roadmap already, but just think if the ones who
Yes.
aren't in the truth can just change that, my kids, and
Yes.
say rather than my kids, they say my children, that
Yes, my
carries so much
children.
power.
Thank you. I will do my best to keep that in my brain. And when I say
Thanks.
kids, I'm gonna hear your voice. So bear with me.
And as you said earlier, nothing happens overnight, so it's a working project and process, man.
I'm gonna say children, my children. Thank you for that.
Give
You know what?
thanks.
One thing about me, I don't mind correction. I am the type of person that I don't mind correction. I don't at all. So there's some folks in my inbox that, I do have to block.
I can imagine,
But
sis.
but as far as coming to me, like just like how you did, that's amazing. I can listen to that. But so some folks I just have to say, okay, whatever. Peace out. But
Exactly. True indeed. Hey, as we wind this bill down, sis, I know your time is precious, and I'm pretty sure when we can carve out some more time, we can have a more deeper bill. But let's concentrate on Jacob's jewels. Let's give us the lowdown, because obviously it's not just the grills that you're doing. You're doing all
Oh,
kind of things.
man, let me tell you. So Jacob's jewels, the Most High, you won't believe it. The Most High has done amazing things with Jacob's jewels. We are now franchising Jacob's jewels. So I'll give you a quick rundown. Right now, we have a total of 8 new franchising partners. One in Hawaii. We got them all over the place right now. And basically, we have an amazing franchise packet that comes with equipment, comes with a way that they can work at home with Jacob's Jewels and make an amazing profit. We have 2 different options available. We have the options where they also have a 3-day class with me in person. And then plus they have their classes in the back, over 42 lessons. I teach them how to solder a ring in person, we're going to finish their grill in person. And the third day, we're going to have a get together, a little party over their accomplishments. So we already have those setting up in April 20th is my first 3 franchise. They're women. I have
Congratulations, sis.
one too. Thank you. They're coming in and we got the training and everything on board. The second package, you won't believe this. The second package is we're giving them customers from my Instagram already. They have their own personalized videos that Jacob's Jewels made for them, their personalized flyers, their personalized catalog. Everything, the EINs, all that is all underneath them, under Jacob's Jewels. And we plan on every year to have a gold and silver party, accomplishments with the major, runners in the business, and do some recognition, some a lot of different things with them, and invite a party for them. So it's more to it, but I can't like touch on all the
Of
bases.
course, of
But yeah,
course. You
it's
gotta
more
keep
to it.
some of the jewels back there,
Yeah,
sis. Yeah, no.
yeah, yeah,
That is
yeah.
excellent. That is excellent. So as you said, it's not it, it's rings, it's all forms of jewelry in essence, right?
Yeah, so with Jacob's Jewels, I don't just do grills, I do rings, I do pendants, I do necklaces. And so for them to be a franchise, I have to teach them what I know. I am the inventor of the mood changing grill. I am the inventor. They have rights to the mood changing grill, they have rights to any new design that that we make, you know. So they are Jacob's jewels. So I plan on taking the 10 people. We're working with 10 people right now. We have 8 already spots this filled. I plan on taking these 10 people, and I plan on doing the very best that I can do for those 10 people to get them to where they're going.
And I think that process is going to be a wonderful process. Based upon your grit and determination and the path that you're on, I don't see nothing happening. There might be a few road bumps here and there, but you know, as long as they are going to do what they have allotted to do and commit.
Oh, yeah.
The most important thing is commit, fully commit, and be consistent. Consistency, as you know, sis, is the keys. One of the keys of success, right?
Yes. Yes. Commit. Yes. No excuses. Believe in yourself and let's go.
Exactly. Don't sit down waiting for them to come to you. You've got to put in that work and get that there.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
Most definitely.
Yep.
So how was the Badu concert and stuff?
Wow. So it was amazing, you know. It was, you know, now I do have to speak on this. You know, I am a Hebrew Israelite. And just because I know the Bible says stay away from, you know, wicked and just some folks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to explain this, okay? Now, we have to be the light to those that are not, you know, quite there, okay?
Yes.
No matter what they do, they could be a singer, they could be a rapper, they could be a freaking, I don't know, axe murderer. I don't got, hey, I don't know. We still have to be.
Indeed. Indeed. We are charged with being a light to the world.
Yes. And I'm not saying she's wicked or anything like that, but I'm saying, so they know what kind of level I'm on. So she treats me with the most up respect. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful to represent the Most High in anyone's presence, no matter who it is. So they can, just like they say, well, Tasha, stay away from her. She's she may be kind of witchy. It doesn't matter. Long as I'm not doing it, and long as I come with, you know, the Most High and know that he's with me, and whatever it is that he's doing between me and her is for a reason.
Indeed.
So I'm not going to turn my back on Erykah Badu. She's been there for me when I didn't even have my truck. You know, she's been there for me on just different things, you know. So no matter what nobody say about what she got going on, it doesn't matter because it is not me.
Yes. And we all wasn't in the truth growing, being raised in the truth. We had to find the truth as it is deemed.
Yes.
You know, so we have to. And look, without those that the One West camp fracturing and doing what it did, without them having that format of going out on the streets, you know, the byways and the highways, to lift up and be loud as trumpets, and to project the Most High's word, and to, you know, to bring people. We I don't think as many people would be on the path they're on now. I think, because there are, don't get it twisted, there are, as you know, there are people who, you know, they're not part of a camp per se, but yet they do, they will teach the word, you know, so eventually some people are going to get the word, but it comes in many different guises. And as you know, the history of One West, and a lot of them were former criminals, drug addicts, all kind of different things.
Paul, look at Paul. Paul was killing us. You know, Paul. You remember, Paul was like, shoot, we got to kill all these Israelites. Let's kill them.
Exactly.
He was
so.
Kill him. And then all of a sudden, the Most High used him.
Mm-hmm.
So you get what I'm saying? So one thing that I can say, you know, of course, you know, and when we come into the truth, we want to judge everybody. Remember, I told you, my husband's brother said, you're going straight to hell.
Yes.
He kept it real, but it took, the Most High knew what I could deal with in order to listen. It took that in order for me to listen. Now, if I would have, if it wasn't him, I probably wouldn't have listened. So he uses each and every one of us the way that we're supposed to be used.
Yes.
And how we're supposed to be used.
Exactly, because we all have our own unique and individual gifts and talents.
Yeah.
And, you know, once we line up to that right path and in a stand, overstand and understand, so, you know, who we actually are, then, you know, we can find that inner peace, because there's nothing, you know, as you say, you wake up, quote unquote, and you're quite angry. I was angry when I first found this stuff out, found out this.
I was like, what in the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, are you serious?
Exactly. And you're like,
I was coming in the door like a freaking, what was that? Tasmanian devil. Tasmanian devil. I come kicking through the door. Oh, I'm in here. Turn this room. And everybody looking at me like, ooh, you got a wicked woman.
You got that spirit on you.
Ooh, he said now. Ooh, you. I could tell his brother was looking at him like, ooh, you might have to divorce her.
And listen, no phrase divorce say that has not come to pass.
right. Yes. I mean, I probably, if I was his brothers, he would have divorced me right then and there.
So
he wouldn't have gave me a chance.
Yes. So, family wise, has the family embraced it as well, or is it?
I can truly say this. My household, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, you won't believe this, okay? My mother, you see how dark I am? My mother is Esau. My real actual mother. So my dad is me, okay? So what do I mean by that, okay? So listen
Serious?
To this, okay? Yeah, okay? So, but my mother, her dad is half white. Her grandpa is white, okay?
Oh, it's okay. So, I'm sorry. Now you're explaining it. I'm thinking, how you look, there's no way your mother could be full Esau. There's no way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So her, she's now my dad's. No. So when my mom, but she's, you could, me and my mom looks just like, my mom actually looks like my daughter, London. She's that high yellow, beautiful hair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my mom's new mom, they're all Native Americans. My dad is a mixture between Judah and Gad. Okay, and I'm gonna tell you why quick. Okay, so when I came into the truth, everybody thought I was crazy. You know how that is.
As they do.
My sister stopped talking to me. I told you, my sister's the queen of war. I'm just gonna be honest with you.
She got that Deborah spirit.
Yeah, and but it's for her family too. You know, she's only if you knew, but she stopped talking to me, and that is my best friend. You know, And then Reverend Lewis, he was still living. He was like, you know, he checked it out, you know, said, what has Regis got you into, you know? So a lot of stuff, you know, I kept on posting online. People just trying to see how crazy I am, just watching it, you know?
Yes.
They just want to see how crazy I am, okay? But still to this day, I still do the same thing, you know?
Yes.
Now, my mom has tried to fuss at me about it. You won't believe this. My mom was married to Roy. My mom finally left my dad. My dad went and married someone else, and my mom was alone for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other man I saw in my life while about, you know, just about 5 years ago was Roy. Roy told my mom he's white. My mama married a white man, okay?
Mm.
I love Roy. You know, there was times where, you know, I didn't have a dime and Roy will send it to me. Mm. I really, truly love Roy. You know, this was before, you know, Jacob's Jewels. Okay.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you something. Roy sat down there with my mama and said, you leave her alone. White man, now listen to this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
says she knows who she is. Do not turn your back on her. And my mama couldn't believe it.
Wow.
And he is the reason why my other family started back talking to me.
Wow.
Yes. And so my mom's would never say nothing bad about, she call it religion. I say, mama, I'm not a religion. But she say, hey, I'm not worried, you know, I'm not going to talk about your religion. I love you who you are. Roy told me that your religion was the best religion out of everyone's.
You see that?
Yeah,
wow.
So if it wasn't for Roy, and Roy's passed away, it really hurt me when Roy died. He died just recently too, before my dad. So, you know, if it wasn't for Roy, my family wouldn't have talked to me.
You see that? You see that? And you do have some brews who will say, oh no, there's not going to be any sojourners. They're all going to be serving us in the kingdom and all this kind of stuff. And it's, come get out of your ego, people. Like,
yes, it's terrible.
I mean, look, indeed, it is written, the sins of the fathers will be revisited unto the sons. It that doesn't say that we're going to be doing this, revisiting the sins. It's going to come back in the form of, let's use the word karma. Karmic stuff's going to be happening. The Most High, you know, the Most High through his son, Yeshua HaMashiach, he's going to come down with her, and it's going to be blood. There's going to be a lot of blood. Yes.
Just like it says, you know, the meek shall inherit the kingdom. Mm-hmm. That's what they don't realize. And you know, that it's also like that song says, my grandparents, like I told you, I grew up with a lot of music behind me. My grandparents I always heard in church that song, Nothing But the Righteous. And I truly believe that nothing but the righteous shall see God, just like it says.
Yes.
You know, so we have to realize when we learn into this truth, when we come into this truth and we get upset because we know we've been lied to, we still get lied to this day.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to still be meek.
Yes.
There's a time for war. There's a time for peace. There's a time for love. There's a time to cry. There's a time to be happy. There's a time to scream for joy. There's a time to be sick. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a time to be quiet.
Facts.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
It's a beautiful time to be. And on this plane of existence, it's challenging. It's most definitely challenging if you haven't got your head switched on. But you know, through faith and
it's challenging
works.
For me too. You know, it's challenging for me. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm so sorry.
Don't go ahead, sis. This is all about you, man. Don't even trip.
I'm so sorry. But you know, it's challenging for me because I'm out there. You know, I I have good days. I have bad days. Just like a situation. Some people don't know how old I am. I'm way older than what you think. They think that I'm a young girl.
Yeah.
So I get one of these sisters in my inbox say, well, you shouldn't be. Let me tell you this story right quick. One sister in my inbox said, you shouldn't be cussing. You are hot and cold.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, hold on, wait a minute. Yeah. Oh, so, you know, so it's a lot of challenging for me because I get so many different things in my inbox, you know, and I have to keep my emotions. I'm a woman. We're emotional. You know, I'm not strong. I'm strong, but I'm still emotional creature, you know.
Yes.
And the one thing that I can say, you know, this hasn't happened to me in a long time, but I used to have to check a lot of them men's. Look, come on, boy, I'm not finna leave my husband. As you get out of my inbox, you know? Or then I have this sister in my inbox. Well, you shouldn't be cussing.
This episode is sponsored by Supreme of the UK. Click the link in the description and support the broadcast.